Welcome to this architecturally amazing gallery, which displays some of the objects and images that convey Congo's resource paradox. The gallery's objective is to make you wonder about how to turn a resource curse into a resource blessing. My name is Theodore Treffon, and I do research about natural resource governance in the museum's Earth Sciences Department. Resource paradox refers to the enduring phenomenon of a geographical space as large as Western Europe, endowed with the natural resources the world needs, but which at the same time is a space inhabited by some of the poorest people on the planet. Congo is a resource paradise for some, but an environmental nightmare for others. Patrimonialism, predation, corruption, conflict, and weak institutions are some political science terms that help explain the paradox. No other country in Africa, and few countries worldwide, has such an impressive concentration and diversity of natural wealth. Congo has over 1,100 mineral substances and is home to the world's second largest tropical rainforest. Endowed with abundant arable land, rain, and sunshine, Congo's farmers could feed more than 1 billion people, which amounts to approximately Africa's total population. Cultivated land could also provide new sources of sustainable biofuels. More than half of Africa's fish and water are located in this troubled nation, whose hydroelectric capacity could light up the entire continent. Other rooms in the museum focus on specific resources such as minerals, wildlife, and the tropical forest. This gallery can be considered as a kind of hub which presents these resources in an integrated way. A key takeaway message is the importance of looking at natural resource management through an integrated or holistic framework. Why is an integrated framework relevant? Because it is impossible to implement a viable forestry policy without making linkages to the energy and agriculture sectors. Artisanal mining has consequences on food production. Industrial mining needs electricity. Oil extraction undermines protected area management, and this could happen in the Virunga National Park, Africa's oldest park and home to the world's few remaining mountain gorillas. These are some of the interconnections showcased in this gallery, which seeks to connect the dots between resources. Let me give you a specific example about the energy paradox. You can see a bag of wood charcoal called Makala in Lingala. As less than 10% of the population has electricity at home, people chop down the forest to make Makala, to cook their food, and boil water to make it safe for drinking. This is a dangerous driver of deforestation. It's the 21st century. Could you imagine organizing your life without electricity? This is the situation of most of the approximately 90 million people of the Congo. In contrast to this bag of Makala, we also have a photo of the Inga Dam Complex. Located in the Congo Central province, Inga is the country's hydropower jewel in the crown. It has the potential to produce enough electricity for all of the African continent's domestic and industrial needs. Inga today, however, produces only a fraction of its potential. Output is low because of lack of maintenance, which is a political and economic choice, and heavy silting, which is an ecological problem. Congo's most valuable resource is, of course, its people. This gallery also reveals their incredible imagination. Note the cleverly crafted wooden scooter as an example. Despite political oppression and crisis, Congolese people are creative, dynamic, resourceful, empathetic, and they have a powerful drive to take their destiny into their own hands for a better future. They alone will be able to transform the resource curse into a blessing.